Hello everyone, this is TJ from New Zealand Mysteries. This case is a really, really sad one from New Zealand, and it's happening right at this moment. And it's very, very sad. A dead newborn baby was found at a recycling plant in Auckland, and police are searching for the mother of the baby. They want to put it to rest and give it the dignity it deserves, or she deserves. We found out it's a little girl. And the community has also rallied around and are wanting to help give this little girl a burial and stuff, but everyone's just waiting for the mum. So obviously it's a copy of my YouTube video, and thanks very much for listening. And if you ever want to see the clothing and descriptions that we talk about in this video, head over to YouTube and suss it out. Thanks so much, guys. See ya. Hey everyone, TJ here from New Zealand Mysteries. Thanks for coming along today. I'm going to be talking about a dead baby, essentially. So if this is going to trigger you or upset you, please don't watch it. And go and watch other videos of mine, perhaps. Please like the video, subscribe to the channel. That always means we can get out into YouTube a bit further and more people can see it. Hit the notification bell to all so you get any updates. And please enjoy the video and stick around. Let's get into it.
Last night at a recycling plant in Onehunga, the staff there found what's believed to be a young infant child. Waste. They contacted police. Police have been there since last night. We're conducting a scene examination, and that will take some time, and the investigation will take some time. What we're wanting to do is find the mother. Yeah, we're really concerned that there could be some medical issues here, and where she needs some help and support. So if people out there know who that mother is, or if her family or she is actually watching this, please contact us. We want to give you the support and help that you need.
Okay, that was from newshub.co.nz. Now, just letting you know that all the links to all these articles are going to be in the description box below. So if you want to finish watching that video, you can go down there. But let's go to the beginning. onenews.co.nz. Police make plea for mum of baby found in recycling facility. This was Tuesday, August the 17th. Police are desperately searching for the mother of a baby found dead at an Auckland recycling facility on Monday night. The child, believed to have been a newborn, was discovered in the recycling waste picked up from around the city at 6:30 p.m. by staff. Detective Inspector Scott Beard says they are yet to hear from the mother and are urging anyone with information to come forward. He says, "We're really concerned that there could be some medical issues here and that she may need some help," he told the media. "Please contact us. We want to give you the support and help that you need." A number of inquiries have been made at hospitals but are yet to locate the mother, who may have serious injuries. Police have been stationed at the facility since last night with a scene investigation underway. It is not yet known when they were picked up from a from CCTV footage from the centre being reviewed. He said, "It would appear the baby had been in the recycling waste that had come into the facility. The cause of death is not yet known, with the post-mortem of the baby expected to be carried out tomorrow." So let's look at that post-mortem. This is rnz.co.nz. Post-mortem reveals baby girl found dead at recycling facility was full term. The baby found dead at a recycling facility in the Auckland suburb of Onehunga on Monday evening was born at full term and was a girl. A post-mortem carried out today determined the infant was likely a newborn, but her ethnicity was undetermined. Detective Inspector Scott Beard said they would not reveal specific details of the post-mortem findings, but it had caused police to have further concerns for the welfare and health of the baby's mother. Beard said since the police appeal on Tuesday, they had received very limited information. He said, we will be carrying out DNA testing in the hopes this might lead us to the mother or at least to someone who might know who she is. We must find the mother of this child and make sure she is okay. It may be that she requires medical treatment and without it there could be serious consequences. Staff working on the investigation found some items of interest, including a bag and some clothing, and police hoped to release photos of them on Thursday, he said, and we'll look at those next. Anyone with information can contact 105, quoting file number 210-816/2825, or Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. We, of course, will have that information in the description box below. Newshub.co.nz is where we're going next. Police release photos in search for mum of baby found at Auckland Recycling Centre. Police have released photos of clothing found at an Auckland Recycling Centre in the hopes of finding the mother of a newborn girl discovered dead there on Monday night. The infant's body was discovered at Visi Recycling in Onehunga, and police on Tuesday revealed it was moved there via a rubbish truck. A post-mortem carried out on Wednesday confirmed the baby was a girl born at full term. Despite appeals to the public, only limited information has been uncovered that would help police identify the mother, and they have now released images of clothing they found in the hopes someone might recognise it. Auckland City Police Detective Inspector Baird says several items of baby, kids and adult clothing were found in a blue plastic bag at the facility during a scene examination this week. He says that the baby may also have been in the bag. The clothing includes a child's beanie, a distinctive pink child sweater and a pink t-shirt, woman's belts, two woman's tops and a sequined skirt that appears to have been cut up. There were also two baby onesies with colourful prints on them located in the area, which may also have come from the bag. Baird says while detectives can't determine conclusively that the clothing is linked to the mother of the baby, anyone who recognises the items is urged to contact police immediately. He said, we are asking that if this clothing is known to you or you recognise who this clothing belongs to, please contact us. The information will greatly help us with our inquiries, he said. So here is those woman's belts. Baird says, not only do we want to identify the baby girl's mother to ensure her welfare and get her the medical assistance and support she needs, but we also want to get some answers for the sake of this little girl. She has no name, no one to mourn and bury her. The sooner police can identify her mother, the sooner this baby girl can be treated with the respect she deserves and be laid to rest. Very, very sad. Okay, rnz.co.nz, this was the 25th of August. Police unable to release body of baby found at Auckland Recycling Facility. Despite an offer from the local community to host a funeral for a baby girl who was found at the recycling facility, police say they can't release the body for burial at this stage. Police are pleading with the mother of the baby to come forward. The community has offered to host a funeral once alert level 4 is lifted. St. Peter's Church in Onehunga has also offered to give the baby a funeral. So at this time, Auckland was in level 4 because of COVID. Detective Inspector Scott Baird said the offers were appreciated, but he said the top priority was finding the baby's mum, and decisions about a funeral arrangements would be made once all possible inquiries had been made. Due to the investigative requirements, we are not in a position to release the baby's body for a burial at this stage, and our top priority remains finding the girl's mother and family. The sooner police can identify her mother, the sooner this baby girl can be treated with the respect she deserves and be laid to rest. Anyone with information, please contact the police. We know that there is at least one person out there who knows what happened to this baby girl, and we urge them and anyone else who might know what happened to do the right thing and contact police, Baird said. Very, very sad, and such a wonderful thing from the community offering. Very, very sad. Just before we go on to the next couple of articles, if you have any information about the cases I cover, contact Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. You can call 105 or go to your local police station. nzmissing@gmail.com is how you get hold of me with case referrals. Facebook has NZ Mysteries or New Zealand Mysteries, and we have a wonderful, wonderful community on NZM Facebook. They share these videos far and wide over Facebook, trying to get as many people to see them as possible. I'm also going to pay to have it boosted so it gets further. If you want to go over to there, we'd be lucky to have you. If you can support the channel with a coffee, definitely need a coffee when I'm researching and filming, that would be great. Go to buymeacoffee.com/nzmysteries. Otherwise, to donate in the box below. Please remember to like and subscribe. Hit that bell to also you get any updates, and share this where you can. Right, let's move on. I want to give a huge shout out to Sandra, who's bought me a couple of coffees, and also Kaya Rose, who donates every fortnight, and it helps this channel. It helps put money away for better equipment. It helps pay for the subscriptions that I have. I appreciate it because it really goes back into the channel and makes a big difference. All right, family with possible DNA link to baby found dead at recycling centre cooperative. This is stuff.co.nz, and this was on September the 3rd. A family identified as having a possible DNA link to a baby girl found dead in an Auckland recycling plant are being generally cooperative, police say. Detective Inspector Baird said police had worked with forensic scientists to find a match for the newborn's DNA, and a group of people with a potential familial link has been identified. Police have begun the process of speaking to some of these people in the hope of narrowing the group down and identifying the newborn's mother. This work is extremely complex and will take some time, but we are determined to find some answers for the sake of this little girl. A number of people, mainly based in Auckland, had been spoken to in the past couple of days, and they were being cooperative in general, Baird said. How she died has still not been determined. We're still waiting on the pathologist and toxicology reports before giving a definitive answer on that, Baird said. He said police still wanted to make sure the baby's mother got the support she needed, and hours of CCTV was being reviewed to find out how the baby ended up at the recycling centre. That included reviewing the movements of more than 100 recycling trucks that went to the facility on August 16th, which was a mammoth task. Information received from around a dozen people about images of clothing in a blue bag that police released was also being reviewed. Baird said police still didn't know if they were linked to the baby, and they were keeping an open mind. DNA testing had been carried out on the clothes and the bag, but the results had not yet come through, Baird said. He said it was not too late for the newborn's mum to come forward, or someone within her immediate circle of family or friends to come forward. It was important that the mum made contact so police could find out what had happened. He said, we want to have wraparound support for her. Initially, we were concerned about the medical aspect of things, but there's a bigger picture here in terms of her well-being, and there definitely is. We urge them or anyone else who might know what happened to do the right thing and talk to somebody, whether it's police or someone who can notify us on your behalf. The sooner we resolve this, the sooner we can lay this baby girl to rest. Baird said many members of the community had offered to hold a funeral for the baby, and he wanted the family to be able to pay their respects for her or to her. Once they come forward, we can release her so she can have a funeral. If somebody out there knows something, please come to us. I'm going to quote that file number just one more time, 210-816/2825. You can call 105 with that number or go to Crime Stoppers anonymously. Okay, on our last article here at stuff.co.nz, police continue DNA work on baby found dead at the recycling centre, and this was September the 18th. The baby girl who was found dead at a recycling facility in Onehunga has been named Anahera, meaning angel, by members of the community. Police have been overwhelmed by the response from the wider community, showing their respects for the newborn who was found on August the 16th. This is said by Scott Baird, the detective inspector. As well as the name, members of the community have provided two teddy bears and a traditional kahu huruhuru, which is a feather cloak, a Māori feather cloak, for the baby girl to wear at her eventual funeral. And this is just absolutely gorgeous. Baird said police are continuing with DNA work in a bid to find the baby's mother. More than 300 potential familial links have been found, with contacts all over the country, including Christchurch, Hamilton, and across Tamaki Makaurau, which is Auckland. Officers have searched through CCTV footage from various trucks coming into the plant, but are no closer to establishing what suburb the baby girl has come from and what recycling truck she came in on, Baird said. Police have also not been able to determine for certain if the newborn came to the facility in a blue rubbish bag she was found near. The blue bags are used in several suburbs. Baird said police continue to appeal for the mother of the baby or anyone who may know who she is to do the right thing and contact police. He said, "We know someone knows what happened, and we urge them or anyone who suspects they may know who mum is to come forward and speak to us." This has been a really hard story to film. My heart just breaks, not for just the baby girl, but for her mother as well. I feel that she must be in a really hard place to do what she did and to continue to sort of stay silent. You know, I think she needs help desperately. And please, if you're watching this, we don't want you to get in trouble. We just want to make sure that you are okay. And this baby needs to be buried by his mum, by her mum, sorry. Yeah, I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments. But please, no victim blaming or shaming. The mother must be very, very scared or unwell or something to have done this, so we don't want that. Please like the video, subscribe to my channel, hit the notification bell to all so you get any updates, which I will do if there is any. Share this where you can, pretty please. Thank you for joining me, it's been great, and I will see you on the next one. Okay then.